The Senate will be in order. All in the chamber and galleries, please rise. We will have a prayer. Bow your heads, please. Father God, this has been a long day. But you tell us in your word that a day to you is like 1,000 years and 1,000 years as a day. Let us rejoice and be glad in this day. Thank you for the freedom and ability to meet together and debate the issues of our time. Lord, it is my prayer that with every conversation we have, every word we speak, and every vote we cast, we remember the service and sacrifice of those who have given so much of themselves in order that we might have this opportunity. May we run the race that is set before us in a way that honors both them and you. I ask these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Bean, Beck, Burns-Ketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Berger, Carter, Searpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Fitzwater, Gregory 15, Gregory 21, Henderson, Huff, Hudson, Lewis, Lukemeyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, Nicola, Nurnburn, O'Loughlin, Roberts, Schnelting, Schroer, Trent, Washington, Weber, Williams.
Senator from Jefferson is recognized as being present. We have established a quorum. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, first extra session.
Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion by the senator from Platt. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none. Senator, you are recognized. Close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
The senator from Platt renews his motion that the reading of the journal be dispensed with and to approve it as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a concurrent resolution I'm sending forward. I would ask for a waiver of the reading as it has been distributed.
Hearing no objection, the reading will be waived. Senator, would you care to explain the resolution and move for its adoption?
Thank you, Mr. President. I would. This is a concurrent resolution that states that the Senate will stand adjourned until Monday, June 16th, under Article 3, Section 20 of the Missouri Constitution. Consent of the other chamber is required for us to adjourn longer than 10 days. With that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, the senator from Platt is recognized. Close.
I close.
You've heard the motion made by the senator from Platt. This is a roll call vote. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Bean, Beck, Burns-Ketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Berger, Carter, Searpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Fitzwater, Gregory 15, Gregory 21, Henderson, Huff, Hudson, Lewis, Lukemeyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, Nicola, Nurnburn, O'Loughlin, Roberts, Schnelting, Schroer, Trent, Washington, Weber, Williams.
By your vote of 31 aye and 2 no, the concurrent resolution is adopted. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 13th. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports to standing committees, and I ask that you recognize Senator from Cole for a report.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be reports of standing committees. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Fiscal Oversight has a report.
Please send the report forward. Secretary, please read the report.
Madam President, your Committee on Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 3, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Madam President, your Committee on Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Substitute for Senate Bill 4, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Burns-Ketter, Chair.
Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of Senate bills for third reading formal calendar, and I ask that you call the calendar.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be Senate bills for third reading formal calendar. Senate Bill Number 1, Senator from Green.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill Number 1 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
The Senator from Green moves that Senate Bill Number 1 be taken up for third reading and final passage. As many as are of the opinion that the motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Green.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Bill Number 1, Senate substitute for Senate Bill Number 1 be third read and finally passed. The explanation on this bill we went through earlier, I guess yesterday technically now. This is the capital improvements bill. I think off the top of my head, I don't have it in front of me. Somewhere around $360 million all in, about $170 million with the general revenue. We went through the projects earlier. There weren't any changes on the House floor. And Mr. President, I'm more than happy to answer any questions at this time.
Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, the senator from Green is recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
The senator from Green renews his motion that Senate substitute for Senate Bill Number 1 be read a third time and finally passed. Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate Bill Number 1, an act to appropriate money for the several departments and offices of state government and the several divisions and programs thereof. Senators Bean, Beck, Burns-Ketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Berger, Carter, Searpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Fitzwater, Gregory 15, Gregory 21, Henderson, Huff, Hudson, Lewis, Lukemeyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, Nicola, Nurnburn, O'Loughlin, Roberts, Schnelting. Schroer. Trent. Washington. Weber. Williams.
23-10. The bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Staying on that same calendar, Senate Bill number 3, Senator from Saline.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Substitute number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 3 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
The senator from Saline has moved that Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 3 be taken up for third reading and final passage. As many as are of the opinion that the motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Saline.
I now move that Senate Substitute number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 3 be third read and finally passed.
Senator from Saline, would you like to explain your bill at this time?
This is the bill that went through a lengthy debate earlier, well, I guess technically yesterday. Has everything in it, and with that, I'll be happy to take any questions, otherwise I'll close.
Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, the senator from Saline is recognized to close.
I renew my motion.
The senator from Saline renews his motion that Senate Substitute number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 3 be read a third time and finally passed. Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Substitute number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 3, an act relating to taxation with a severability clause. Senators Bean, Beck, Burnsketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Berger, Carter, Searpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Fitzwater, Gregory 15, Gregory 21, Henderson, Huff, Hudson, Lewis, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, Nicola, Nirenberg, O'Loughlin, Roberts, Schnelting, Schroer, Trent, Washington, Weber, Williams.
Senator from the 13th votes yes. Senator from Green votes aye. Senator from the 4th votes aye. Senator from the 7th votes aye. Ayes, 13 no. The bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Hearing no objection, Let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Staying on that same calendar, Senate Bill number 4, Senator from Dunklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 4 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
The Senator from Dunklin moves that Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 4 be taken up for third reading and final passage. As many as are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Dunklin.
I now move that Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 4 be third read and finally passed.
Senator, would you like to explain your bill at this time?
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill number 4 relates to the appropriations of funds for Missouri Housing Trust Fund for emergency aid and the emergency with emergency clause. I'm proud to reiterate this bill was voted out of Fiscal Oversight Committee on Tuesday unanimously and perfected on the Senate floor just a few hours ago. With that, I'd be happy to take any questions.
Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, the senator from Dunklin is recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
The senator from Dunklin renews his motion that Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 4 be read a third time and finally passed. Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 4, an act relating to the appropriation of funds to the Missouri Housing Trust Fund for emergency aid with an emergency clause. Senators Bean, Beck, Bernskater, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Berger, Carter, Searpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Fitzwater, Gregory 15, Gregory 21, Henderson, Huff, Hudson, Lewis, Lukemeyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, Nicola, Nurenberg, O'Loughlin, Roberts, Schnelting, Schroer, Trent, Washington, Weber, Williams.
Senator from Cass, could you repeat your vote? Votes no. Aye, 4 no. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. The senator from Dunklin is recognized for the adoption of the emergency clause.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for the adoption of the emergency clause.
Secretary, please call the roll on the emergency clause.
Senators Bean, Beck, Bernskater, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Berger, Carter, Searpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Fitzwater, Gregory 15, Gregory 21, Henderson, Huff, Hudson, Lewis, Lukemeyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, Nicola, Nurenberg, O'Loughlin, Roberts, Schnelting, Schroer, Trent, Washington, Weber, Williams.
Aye, 31, 2 no. The emergency clause is adopted. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be announcements. Hearing no announcements. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned until Monday, June 16th at 1 p.m., provided the House adopts Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 1, or should the House fail to adopt Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 1 until Wednesday, June 11th at 10 a.m.
You've heard the motion by the Senator from Platt. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned until Monday, June 16th at 1 p.m., provided the House adopts Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 1, or should the House fail to adopt Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 1 until Wednesday, June 11th at 10 a.m.